Welcome to talk number 3 in my series at St. Dominic's Media on liturgical theology. I shall title this talk, Rad Trad Inc. Must Die. Here we'll begin with a critical statement to lead to a positive resolution by explaining truth through error. And we begin. In nomine the Patris et Filii et Spiritu Sancti. What is Rad Trad Inc.? Rad Trad Inc. is a business conglomerate who's profiting from playing on your emotions, that something is wrong in the world right now, and that they are the people who can tell you what it is and how you can fix it. Rad Trad Inc. consistently employs Marxism to win the advantage by playing on your emotions. They know that you feel as if something is wrong in the world right now, and that the Catholic Church has lost your trust in being the answer to what has run afoul. In this way, Rad Trad Inc. plays on your distrust of the Catholic Church by constantly turning you into a victim, making you feel more frustrated, angry, and sad. Marxists are the true victimizers, but their game is to convince you that it's actually someone else. In this case, it's everyone but them in the Catholic Church. It's the Marxist exploitation of class struggle. Look at the bishops. They're against you. Look at how they're taking everything away from you. Your tradition, your mass, your priest, your Dewey Raymond's Bible, your dogma. They're taking away your right to kill people on death row right now. They're taking away your limited dignity. They don't want your dignity to be inexhaustible. They aren't telling you the truth about the homosexual agenda. They're taking away your good priest, your good bishops and cardinals, and they're canceling them because they hate you. Oh, of course, some of these things are true. But we're all aware of these things. We don't have our heads in the sand. But rather than promote what is good, what is true, promote the things that we need to get to heaven, Rad Trad Inc., they want to exploit your emotions of injustice. They want to exploit your feelings of powerlessness and resentment. Why? Well, again, to turn you into a victim so that they can dominate you and manipulate you by feeding you hate and anger. Now you're in a cult of a larger group of victims who all believe you're fighting to restore what you once lost, what you once had. They keep telling you that if you just return to tradition, that's what they say, if you just reject the Novus Ordo Mass because it's an occasion of sin, they say. Rad Trad Inc. is in the business of making you a perpetual victim. But they don't stop there, do they? Marxists always have a solution to your victimhood. This is how they remain in domination of you. Not only are they the only ones who can tell you what is wrong and explain to you why you feel helpless, but they also point to themselves and their systems as the source of your salvation. In this way, Rad Trad Inc. is also Gnostic. They have secrets. They have the path, the truth. Just follow me, and I'll show you the way, they say. Almost always, you know when you're on the wrong path, if you get ahead of the bishops, the successors of the apostles. That's the difference between December 2023 and the Dicastery of the Doctrine of Faith, and their document entitled Fiducia Supplicans, versus the DDF, their new declaration, Dignitatis Infinita, on human dignity. In the latter case, with Fiducia Supplicans, the gay document, it was universally panned and rejected by bishops, cardinals, priests, theologians, lay people, and even the Orthodox Church. Whole continents told the Pope, no, this is not a magisterial teaching. And what happened? The Vatican relented, saying, well, it's up to you how you'll implement this document. That's not how truth works. Truth is universal, universally applicable. In Fiducia Supplicans, the bishops move first. Even bishops like Robert Barron saw the problem. He's a moderate. In that case, Radtrad Inc. was unable to victimize you because everyone, except Liberal Catholic Inc., saw the writing on the wall. Not such the case with Dignitatis Infinita. Bishop Barron defended it, and the rest of the Episcoporum went back to work. They moved along. There's nothing to see here. Aha. The opportunity arose. Radtrad Inc. saw this as a key opportunity in their Marxist plot to make you angry, to victimize you, to exploit your feelings and your Francis derangement syndrome, the idea that Francis can do nothing right, that everything he does is a problem and we have to find it. It wasn't hard. All they had to do was exploit one word and try to make it sound confusing and complicated so they could convince you that heresy was in play and you're being victimized again. A few years ago, the word was inadmissible regarding state-sanctioned homicide. The word was too complicated for them to understand. They were confused by it, they said. Merriam-Webster's dictionary, apparently, was not available. Telling the truth is always unavailable for Radtrad Inc. as well. They kept telling you that Pope Francis changed the church's definition or teaching on the death penalty. Out of the blue, they said, it was him. He did this. Your victimizer. But the truth is that the magisterium had been gradually moving in this direction since the 1960s. And gradual is how the church ought to move, is what we expect. Radtrad Inc. lied and said the death penalty is a dogma. But it wasn't. It was never defined by the church. It was never universally applicable. Even priests were never allowed to execute anyone because the church believed it's harmful for priest souls to do that. Again, things that are true are universally applicable. They're applicable to all. Jesus. Radtrad Inc. never mentions him when it comes to the death penalty. But in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, you notice how he refuted every intention to give a person a death penalty. Anger, vengeance, retaliation. Jesus rejected it all as reasons why we would kill a person. And even when Jesus could have given a person a death penalty, he told the crowd who wanted to stone a woman who was caught in adultery, they wanted to stone her to death. And Jesus said, look at yourselves. You deserve death because of your own sins. And they dropped their stones and walked away. Jesus refused the death penalty at every turn. Truth will never do for Radtrad Inc. All they do is twist scriptures They ignore Jesus. They take Paul out of context. They don't even read him in Greek to find out what he actually said. One of the most premier members of Rad Trad Inc. came along and told us that his use of a metaphor was the reason why we should put a millstone around the neck of the Pope and throw him into the deep blue sea. They even weaponized St. Thomas Aquinas, who never taught magisterially because he wasn't a bishop. They weaponized St. Thomas Aquinas against the Pope, against the church of which he is a saint, a doctor, in a church he was faithful to. How disgusting of a person do you need to be to weaponize scripture, weaponize tradition, and weaponize a saint of the church just so that you can try to turn someone into a victim of yours? That's rat-tratting for you. Find a word, exploit it, twist it, call it confusing. The most recent word was infinite. They struggled. They scratched their heads. They could understand how finite beings could have infinite dignity. Again, they didn't wait for the bishops to respond first. They got ahead of the magisterium because they think they are the magisterium. They went for blood, but ended up looking stupid. I thought maybe they're struggling with the word infinite because the last book on Catholic theology they read was Summa Theologia. It may be the last magisterial documents they ever studied were those from the Council of Trent. I thought, yeah, maybe that's what it is. These guys, their understanding of Catholic theology is about 500 to 800 years old. No wonder why they're struggling so mightily. If they had only read the Catechism of the Catholic Church, they would understand this simple term. But then I remembered the Catechism is probably too complicated for them. Too complicated for their simple minds. They seem to prefer catechisms, you know, a lot smaller, a lot thinner, but that are in question-answer format, you know, like the Baltimore Catechism or the Credo, a Rad Trad Inc. favorite. Catechisms for children is the most they can handle. Just a few sentences to answer complex questions. Nothing too hard, please. Don't go in depth. And definitely do not give me footnotes and references, Rad Trad Inc. says. Now, it's true that truth never changes, but our understanding of truth does grow over time. This is the story of salvation history. The Holy Spirit, our guide to truth, whose temple is the Catholic Church, leads us into the deepest recesses of truth for our salvation. And that happens gradually over time. Ask the children of Israel. Things happen in the fullness of time. But Rad Trad Inc. has excluded themselves from that development and maturity because they stopped reading Catholic theology about 500 to 800 years ago. I grew up in an area in Ohio, Northeast Ohio, near Pennsylvania, where we had lots of Amish and Mennonite communities. Horses, wagons, no electricity, bad hygiene. That's not Rad Trad Inc. They don't want to restore tradition. They tell you that, but they lie. Even if they did, they would be dumb. We should never seek to restore tradition unless that tradition is sacred. Return to sacred is the path, not tradition. But Rad Trad Inc. doesn't even want that. They just want a cult. They want something like communism. They want to be your pope. Just listen to us, they say. And what do they say? They say that the teaching that humans have infinite dignity is a heresy. Heresy. Amazing. But if you listen to the church rather than Rad Trad Inc., you would have heard Vatican II say that Mary has infinite beauty. And she was human. But Mary didn't have original sin. So what? Only the baptized, those who are cleansed of original sin, can have something infinite? Okay. Okay, let's keep moving a goal line, Rad Trad Inc. I show you one thing, you bring another. It's not that complicated. If you listen to the church and read something newer than 800 years, you could have understood the term infinite very easily. It was right there in paragraphs 26 through 49 of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. That teaches that man was created with capacity for God. Yes, capacity for God. The finite does have capacity for the infinite. How? Because we were created in his image and likeness. And because we were created by God, God was able, thereby able to breathe his breath of life into us. So by filling us, his image, with his life, we were created with capacity for him. This is a very simple concept. Yes, the finite has capacity for the infinite since the beginning. So if we have capacity for the infinite God, we have capacity for anything else infinite pertaining to having his image, because we belong to him. Our image belongs to him, not Caesar. And his image is infinite and cannot be killed. Our breath belongs to him. And because he gave it to us and his breath is infinite and his breath never stops moving, we have infinite things with us that belong to him. Do you understand now? Is it becoming less complicated, less heretical? The Liturgy of the Catholic Mass teaches us this concept every day, but Rad Trad Inc. can't see it because they talk about going to the traditional Mass, but they don't understand how to live it. The Sorosum Coda says it this way. Lift up your hearts, the priest says. And we acclaim in response, we lift them up to the Lord. Do you understand yet? Allow me to explain. Nothing you have belongs to you. Again, your image is God's. Your breath is God's. Your life belongs to God. Your faith is a gift from God. You practice the virtues. They were authored by him, and he owns all that is good. It is his church, his truth, and because he is the truth, we can know the truth. We have capacity for the truth. It was even his wood they hung him on. Imagine that. So when it comes to dignity, yes, we can say that it's infinite because it is his, not ours. We only participate in these things he has given us because that is the responsibility of freedom. True freedom is not being free from Christ. Rather, being free means to be free to serve Christ. And that is why we have capacity. That is why the finite has capacity for an infinite God. This is a very simple concept. But don't let Rad Trad Inc. try to make it more complicated by moving a goal and asking, what about hell? Do we have dignity in hell? Who cares? The point is to avoid hell, not get there. Again, we have nothing. It's all God. Okay, let's entertain this question. What is hell? Hell is God being merciful with us. In hell, God shows us his mercy by limiting our freedom because we failed to use our God-given freedom rightly during our time on earth. So in hell, God limits our freedom to only be free to suffer the pain from knowing that God loves you, but you are not free to love him as you were created to. In other words, in hell, our freedom is limited to know the truth, which was his desire from the beginning, but not free to act on that which we know. In hell, we are limited. We are not free to act on the truth, and that's hell. This is a very simple concept. You don't have to have an advanced degree in theology, which most of Rad Tradding doesn't have anyway. You just have to follow the Dominican principle of studying your faith. Not just what the church has taught 500 years ago, but what the church is teaching. Don't stop with Aquinas. Don't stop with Trent. Keep studying these truths, and they will become easier for you to comprehend through faith and reason, which belong to God, but is given to us so that we might be free to serve him. Most importantly, ignore Rad Trad Inc. That conglomerate, that Marxist conglomerate, must die, as all cancers should. But remember, Jesus loves you and is there for you. And I'll see you next time in lesson number 4.